is in chaos. And if America continue to be led by it, they're going to fall.
Okay, you think so? Tell me more about that. Okay, I'd like to hear that. I'm interested in hearing that.
When you look and you see, most of them big producing companies in America, when they reach a certain age in their business out there, they choose to take close down their factory and move to another place for cheaper labor. But then still, in the U.S. Treasury and on the stock market, they're still trading for big dollars and telling people they are competitive to the American market.
Yeah.
How could you be when you're taking the jobs and carrying somewhere else?
Okay.
You can catch where I'm coming from.
Absolutely.
And could you be when America going to collect me and your dollars we work for and giving them tax breaks when they're living a large business?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. But what could be done? What could be done on St. Kitts? What can be done? Do you blame America?
Some of it. For instance, the drug trade. Everybody come out and declare war on the drug. Think it's also, so they say. But when you check it out, the demands is there. How the hell you gonna tell a man today, like me, I don't have no money in my pocket. I don't have a job. And I see some bush up there. And I know I could dry them out and sell them.
Right.
You understand?
Absolutely.
And free enterprise. Somebody who needs
free
it.
Enterprise.
I mustn't do it.
Right.
Come on.
No.
What you need to do, you know, it would be good and it would be bad. That's why government gonna have to protect. Not just certain kind of people. When a man choose to be a leader or to be in government, you got to work both sides a little bit. And when you're doing that, how could you exploit one set of people who is below the table to benefit a certain social class and their behavior is still the same?
No, I agree with you. I agree with everything you say, but I ask
you want
you,
a solution?
No, I don't want a solution. Well, I don't know if anybody had a solution, but I just say that this has been the history of mankind since the beginning of time.
Stop. This Grastor guy we were just talking about, we're talking about the beginning of sin. Right?
What's that?
The beginning of sin.
Yeah.
And yes, we all know it begins with a woman. Right?
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay.
And that's where you find so many churches today, you go into them, there is so many women. Because there is a guilt. Could you imagine Mary was a virgin, but she caught in Joseph, and she get pregnant with the Holy Ghost? Come on, that's double standard. you catch where I'm coming from? These are the kind of things they are teaching us and want us to hold on to him. We can't. Because the moral values, as you tell us about.
Sure. What's your religion? I didn't ask you.
I'm a Norwegian.
Okay, tell
my
me about
mother and father, when I was a little boy, born in this world, couldn't walk but to the church. They came me to the Anglican church and they baptized me without my consent, without I knowing what the religion is. And now I'm a big man and I see what it is. I'm a Norwegian. I'd rather not go there.
And so what do you do?
Watch the trees, the fire, the wind, and everything that I know God create. And I just say, hey, thank God for life.
How do you spell that faith you're speaking of?
F-A-I-T-H?
How do you spell it? Yeah, the Nefarian.
The what?
Novarian.
Novarian. Norwegian.
Okay.
You understand? You ain't belongs to nowhere.
Okay, I see. Okay, nowhere. Yeah, nowhere. That's great.
No denomination.
Okay, I got you.
No way.
That's terrific.
You understand?
Yes, that's excellent. But what about what has been? It sounds to me like, as far as St. Kitts is concerned, is that the problems that they haven't made continue to make progress after Bradshaw's disappearance.
No, they just sit back.
What do you think about these people, the leadership, the labor leadership?
It's